8:38 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Now, the reason I laugh is because we Davis and I were just talking. What music do you want to play for him? Sanford and Son. Okay, good. And then we both totally forgot. Just, you know, we're also like attention deficit disorder in radio. That's something you should know about radio people. We do not have long attention spans, typically. It's kind of a little bit of a squirrel, you know? That's kind of the way we work. Joining us now, we have the executive director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. That's Bruce Woody. I believe this is the first time that we've had you on the air with us. So, Bruce, welcome to Pensacola officially. Thank you for joining us this morning. Good to have you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. By the way, good job. You've been doing a good job in the briefings, keeping us up to speed, explaining what's going on and setting reasonable expectations. And I know that because every time you say something is going to happen, it's pretty much happened that way. Like, you know, the boil order kind of came off about when you said it would. And we still have one under, right? The four-block area around Mallory, Lloyd, 16th to 20th, and East Hill, right? That's the only one that is still in place?
That is correct. It's already passed its first test, and the required secondary test will be complete by around noon today.
Okay, so, and I assume you're expecting that that means that later on in the day, most likely that's going to be lifted, and we'll be back to 100% no boil order, right?
That is our anticipation, yes.
All right, very good. Let's talk first about the thing I think most people have on their minds. What is the current collection schedule, and when are you going to be able to be collecting, you know, for example, people are asking me a lot of questions about recycling. We'll get to that. But what is the current collection schedule, as I know you guys are still trying to just get back to normal a little bit?
In Escambia County, our sanitation collection is back on its normal route for garbage collection, but our recycling collections are on hold right now. Right now, our yard waste collections are also limited, and we're asking customers bag their yard waste or place it in designated yard waste cans. We're using our yard waste collection trucks to help supplement and pick up bagged garbage. We realize that people are putting have more garbage waste this week than they normally would due to refrigerators and those types of additional waste loads. So we're supplementing our garbage routes with those additional resources. So separate cans, separate trucks will not necessarily be collecting from your home at the same time. The schedule will be a little off in terms of the cycle, but we will be also resuming the pickup of bulk waste items that are placed at the curb.
Okay.
Please realize that bulk waste items are not for household storm debris. That'll be picked up separately by Escambia County in conjunction with FEMA.
Okay, no, that makes sense. I hadn't been thinking about how you would be using, you know, you're trying to get up to speed on the garbage collection, and therefore those trucks that normally would do the yard, the trimmings and things like that, that's not available. That makes sense. I'd been kind of wondering why that one was on hold. I think we all know why the recycling... Go ahead.
Yeah, when we get back in neighborhoods, there's still a lot of trees in the right-of-way that are being pushed aside. There's still some utility work, so our production rate is a little slower. So in order to make sure that we complete routes in the same day, we're having to put extra trucks on the routes to serve the public.
Got it. That makes sense. Obviously, we all know, or well, if they listen to the show, they know why the recycling is on hold at the moment. The materials recycling facility, the MRF, took extensive damage, and therefore nothing is going there. In the meantime, and we'll talk about recycling in a second, but in the meantime... Are you, and I, like, we had our recycling got picked up the other day. I know some people are telling me it hasn't been. Some people are telling me that it has been. It seems like the answer is people want to get their bins emptied. Are you going to, when are you going to be collecting the recycling for anybody who's got a bin? Even though it's going to go to the dump, I know it's not going to go to the MRF, but when are you going to actually be picking those up?
Yeah, we realize that the general public has excess garbage this week and perhaps even next week as well. Plus, some people have already started to mix garbage in their recycling cans as well.
Mm-hmm.
So while the MRF is down, in order to provide extra capacity for getting rid of garbage collections, those cans at the curb will be picked up. But please know that they will be going to the landfill, not to the recycling center. But the week after next, we will, when we, or 2 weeks from now, when we can resume picking up recycling, that will receive a separate notice to the public. And at that point in time, recycling will go back to the MRF.
I know the materials recycling facility was damaged, but it was rated at winds much higher than this. What happened?
Mm-hmm. That's still being analyzed. There's a one of the restraint cables broke loose, and it's kind of hard to tell, kind of chicken or egg, whether it was a restraint cable at one end where one of the entries is located, whether that failed first, or whether wind caused the fire suppression system to swing loose and tear a hole in the roof. So there's still some debate going on what the initial cause of the failure was.
How long? I know you had previously said October. How long is it going to take, do you think? And I know, you know, you may have sort of rough estimates, but my concern was not so much with the shell, but with the machine, because it's such an enormous machine that processes that stuff. When do you anticipate being able to process recyclables again?
Well, in terms of the shell building, we actually have had somebody on site for 2 working days already, and the center section, as of the close of business yesterday, had already been replaced.
So oh, great.
The fabric material work is actually going relatively quick. The 2 end walls will take a little bit longer because there are also some exhaust and fan structures inside of that. We were actually very fortunate the main sorter equipment was predominantly enclosed in terms of its electrical controls and drive motors, et cetera. We're still waiting on restoration of power to that facility to start that testing process, however.
Oh, you don't have – Gulf Power hasn't connected you guys yet?
There's a lot of work to be done in the building.
Okay.
It's more related to access at the building than it is about utility power.
I gotcha. All right. Very good. So, I thought I saw you guys had said October. Is that still what you're looking at, or what do you think for actually being able to take and process recyclables?
Yeah. Yes. End of October is what we're advertising. We're hoping certainly for an earlier date, but right now, end of October is the date that we're targeting.
Okay. So and just, you know, not to go back in time, but I know somebody had really asked me this earlier, and I want to make sure to follow up with you. The real issue with picking up the recycling cans right now is just a scarcity of trash truck resources to get everybody picked up. You understand that people want that cleared out, but it's basically going to be what, next week or 2 weeks, which did you say, in order to pick up the actual recycling bin?
It'll be at least 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right now we're using all of our resources, our trash trucks and our recycling trucks, both just to pick up garbage. And that is the first and foremost priority.
Okay.
And while the MRF is down, we have no place to take it anyway. So we're attending to the number one priority of the public, and that's to get rid of excess garbage this week.
And I'm assuming, but you tell me differently, that your advice to people, well, I guess I'll just ask, what do you want people to do if they have any space in the recycling bins, knowing it's not going to get collected for at least 2 weeks, and even when it does, for now, it's going to go to the garbage dump? What do you want people to do with their recyclables right now? Just put them in with the trash?
Yeah. If you have enough capacity to stay in the habit that you always had to separate the two, I would request the general public to continue that. That way, things will be separated when we're able to resume. In the short term, if you have excess garbage, you can use the recycling can, but avoid that if it's at all practical at your particular home.
Now, Bruce, I know since you're new to this job, this is not your baby. Okay, I understand that. But I had a lot of people ask me the question, the lift stations, were some functioning and not functioning? And, the wells, were some functioning and not functioning? Why, if you have an answer, why don't all of those facilities have generator backup, self-driven power for precisely this kind of a situation?
The majority of them do, but in terms of the wells and the primary structures, but not every one of those do. The majority of the lift stations, we have nearly 400, are built by developers, and they're in remote locations in neighborhoods. And depending on the size of the development, some of them will only run a few hours a day. And it's a compromise in terms of design standards on which ones require the additional backup power and which ones do not. That's always a little bit of a push and pull between our goals and standards versus the practical realities of being cost efficient for construction of the equipment. On day one, we did have 343 stations for a period of time that didn't have initial utility power, but we have a large complement of generators that we deployed throughout the system. We brought our water wells on line first, and within for those stations, lift stations that didn't have generator power, we had a complement of staff, a little over 200, who rotated through the system and pumped down wet wells and rotated generators on an as-needed basis throughout the system.
Well, again, I know, you know, you were not responsible for the decisions, and I know a lot of that is compromised with certain circumstances. I just know it's something that had come up. You know, a bunch of people were kind of asking me that question. I wanted to be sure to ask you. Bruce Woody, I know, this is not a particularly friendly welcome from the weather for you being in your first few months with ECUA, but look, I thought, honestly, getting everything back up and working as quickly as it did happen was surprising to me, so good work on that. I know right now you're dealing with a lot of limitations in terms of the collection of trash, and I know it's a challenging thing to figure out. Is there anything else that you want to let people know that I failed to ask you or that you just want to remind people of here before we let you go?
Yeah, we've had a lot of helpful cooperation by and patience by the general public, so first and foremost, I'd like to thank our customers. Going forward, as they're placing yard waste out at the curb, I would request that they be mindful of where water meters, fire hydrants, and other utility pedestals are located on their property. Try not to stack your yard debris around those items. Whether that debris is picked up by ECUA, city, county, or FEMA contractors, they often use mechanical equipment. We certainly want to avoid damage to more utilities while the yard waste is picked up by not having those over structures that might be damaged by some of that mechanical equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've also reminded them that to the degree possible to get water out of their cans because the trucks don't love to pick up all that extra weight. That was a good note you put out in the press conference the other day. Bruce Woody, ECUA. Bruce Woody, ECUA Executive Director. Bruce, again, great to meet you for the very first time. Keep up the good work. We will talk with you again soon.
Likewise, Andrew. Thank you very much for the opportunity.